All right, now listen, kids. There's some things we need to put into context for you. You see, a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina for both love and pleasure. But sometimes the woman lays on top of the man, facing the other way, so that they can put each other's genitals in their mouths. This is called 69ing, and it's normal.
See, boys, a woman is sensitive in her vagina, and it feels good to have a man's penis inside of it.
That's right, but sometimes a woman chooses to use other things. Telephones, staplers, magazines. It's because the nerve endings in the vagina are so sensitive. It's like a fun tickle.
Now, on to double penetration, boys. You see, sometimes when a woman has sex with more than one man, each man makes love to a different orifice.
That's right. It's something adults can do with really good friends in a comfortable setting.
It's also important that you understand why some people choose to urinate on each other.
Going number one or number two on your lover is something people might do, but you must make sure your partner is okay with it before you start doing it.
Okay, boys. Do you have any questions?
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. We have an incredibly special guest today. She is practically preening herself in front of me in studio. Allison.
Yay!
Speak into the microphone, dear.
Speaking of going number one and number two,
oh,
when I used the restroom out there, I chose the one that was labeled handicapped. And when I came out, I just skipped and frolicked. You think I hurt anyone's feelings?
The handicrapped place, was it violently defiled like the men's room typically is?
Or? It was delicious. I just went on the floor like I generally do.
Oh, we're just going to talk in our Allison voice all day.
I hope not, y'all.
I can't barely understand you, dude.
It's crazy. It reminds me of this time at the Cheesecake Factory. There was all this jazz playing.
I was gonna make my mommy talk about that on air in a moment. Well, let me give out the URLs really quickly. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives to be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. I have a webcomic, which someday will be updated. Laugh into the microphone. Come on.
I'm waiting for the funny to start. It's not hilarious yet.
God. 2 minutes in, and I almost dropped an F-bomb on you. So that's dirtytissues.com, and you can watch us / listen. What the hell would you call that? We're a radio show on cable.
Is this where I'm supposed to laugh again?
I hate you. Get out of the studio now. We got Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27. And if you're really poor, I think it's Cox Channel 10 for you.
I think it's amazing how you're reading that whole thing right off of your penis.
It is huge. Would you like me to quote you some scripture from the tip?
The end.
So I brought in Allison because who could resist Allison?
I know, and I brought you a gift. Now, I know you're looking at my hands, and all you see is open sores and a black onyx blob right there. But I just want to let you know that nothing says friendship like hookworm and black jelly beans.
I swear she actually has a normal voice, but whenever we're around each other, like, this is going to sound like the biggest drama kid fag thing, even though I was never in drama. Were you, Allison? Did they have drama programs in the 1890s?
Well, listen. They didn't.
Okay, so neither of us were drama kids. And yet it's a permutation of the Harry Carey voice. Like, we started with Harry Carey.
Yeah.
It's not even Harry Carey's voice.
No, it's
Will
Ferrell
doing Harry Carey. Who the hell knows what Harry Carey...
But it's Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey, John doing me. So.
Exactly. That sounded like an excellent force.
Speaking of doing me, do you mind if I take my top off?
Oh, not at all, my dear.
So much better.
Pull them out, Robin Quivers. You're darker than Robin. What am I saying?
I know. Listen, these fun bags, I realize they look like a pair of knee-highs with an orange at the bottom. But consider that all part of my charm.
Stop it before I take out the microphone with my arousal.
It's delicious.
The running gag with Allison. For those who have not met Allison, that would be pretty much everyone, except for...
My dog Skipper knows her. That's all that counts.
We have an audience of thousands. Play along, Allison. The running gag with Allison is you're half Polish and half even whiter than that, right?
Yes, that's true.
And yet you're pretty damn tan.
Yes, I do have a very almond skin tone.
Oh my God, this is going to tie into the new toy I found for the show today.
Oh, dead.
You look like when you should enter the studio, I should be playing this.
Because I'm a Middle Eastern A.R.A.B.
There you go. That replaced my crappy soundbite of the lame praying for like 3 seconds.
Wow.
You want to hear it again? That's what Allison was saying with that wow.
Because I'm a Middle Eastern A.R.A.B.
She's dancing. A Middle Eastern A.R.A.B. I like it. I was trying to get people screaming like Allahu Akbar, but no dice. But yeah, Allison's very dark. And what is the story again? Behind, we call her NC44, which I believe is a makeup shade.
It is a makeup shade. I went to Tyson's Corner to go ahead and have my concealer, and I needed to get a new one. But at the end of the summer, it was really dark, and it was a gentleman who helped me pick it
up. Not everyone was really dark, Allison.
That's true.
Okay.
And I said to the woman there if she could help me to go ahead and check the shade, because now the summer was kind of over and maybe the one that I had was too dark. And so she went and I said, this one is an NC44.
Darkness, everybody!
Took too long. Cut it off.
And she said that she would help me out, and she checked it and she said, nope, that's perfect for your skin tone. NC44 is your color. And I said, really? And she says, thinking that I want to go darker, she says, well, I'm an NC45.
And was she a...
She was chocolate brown. I mean, she was not like a Polynesian. She was not like a Hawaiian. She was full on...
Darkness, everybody!
Good times, Afro Puff Black. And I thought, are you wearing the right shade?
She's Florida Evans.
I was like, what is... We were two shades from the end, and I thought, what do they call that? Nightfall? Darkness?
End of the road.
Just cover up.
Oh, God.
The end.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's
show's
it.
Over.
The end.
The end.
Hey, I was just thinking about that time. Do you remember that time we drove to Florida? We robbed that bank.
Yeah.
And then we left, and we were like, take that, you fascist pigs.
Yeah.
You coppers would never get us.
Well, we're Sibianese Liberation Front.
And then we got to our hideout. We counted all the loot, and we had almost $1 million. We were so excited. But then in the morning.
It's so sad as I'm hearing this, and I'm like, when did we have $1 million?
Then we woke
you
up.
You thieving bitch.
The sunlight peeking through the clouds woke us up, and we opened our eyes, and we were in a van outside your mom's house. And when we checked the gym bag for all our loot, all that was in there was a few Ritz crackers and a little bit of pet shampoo. I think we were robbed.
Waking up in a van outside of my mom's, that part of the story, I believe.
But those Ritz crackers never tasted better. It was the taste of victory.
Don't get me started on the Ritz products, m'lady.
Well, to me, we were still millionaires.
We were rich on Ritz.
I'm telling you what, nothing sits better on a Ritz like victory.
I'm turning off I Am and my cell phone so no one else can tell us how much this sucks, because I'm having fun. Off goes the I Am. F you all. Cell phone turned over.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
If you were an Olsen twin, would you eat yourself?
I know I would.
I know I would. I would cover myself in Heath Ledger and call myself delicious. God.
I have to actually peel back the two pussy hair difference between the Harry Carey and our normal voice. Hold on. There it is.
There it is. I love it.
Are you sure? Hold on. We can stay in character the whole thing. You're my wife, Dutchie.
Listen, Diane, if you're listening, that was a little...
Diane is at a rally for Rod Paul, veritably.
But listen, she's going to listen to this and she should know Heath is gone.
I'm hyperventilating too with this voice. It demands a lot of oxygen.
Now, I know what she's thinking. She's thinking, hey, I'm going to see him in Batman next week, but that doesn't mean he's still here.
Oh, my God. You look like a talking elephant right now.
I'm
hallucinating.
Well, I'm a darkened elephant with two trunks, and those are my boobies. I can't help it. That's what happens when you're 35.
Oh, Lordy. Well, since I have...
You want to see him suck up some peanuts?
Oh, God. I know that the pertinent test is if you can hide a pencil under him.
Oh, my God.
I was going to see if you passed with the PVC.
You know what? I got to go a couple file cabinets.
Oh,
I could live logs.
You got some of the plumbing they use on those industrial strength crappers.
I used to be part of the Blue Man Group. I held all the pipes.
Oh. Oh, Oh my God, Lex Steele's manhood can be concealed by those pillows. There's your porn of the day joke, folks.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
I don't get the reference.
Well, he's a large Negro man.
Listen to this. Speaking of porn.
Yeah.
My mom sent me an email.
I like where this is going.
Via MySpace, and she's like, you know, I'm your mother, and you're my daughter. And I love my kids. Uh-huh. That means you. You're my child. Now I'm your mother. And I love you. We all love you. God loves you. This whole big thing of love. And then she goes on this whole paragraph. And could you call me? Could I get an address? Could I get
is
a shout
about,
out? Could you call me? I love
is
you.
Is it about you putting up your revealing pictures on MySpace?
No, but then she says, now I just want to tell you, don't do anything. You know, make good choices. And
don't do both.
She said,
wow.
Don't hang yourself with a rope for sexual pleasure. It's not erotic, she said.
Sexual pleasure. This is where you got your color. Sexual pleasure. No, Allison.
She said, it's not erotic, and it's not good for you, and you could die. So don't hang yourself from a rope, because there's nothing sexy about hanging from a rope.
How wrong she is. Dutchie, come. I've got a cowboy knot for you to wear.
That's why I'm hanging from the rafters right now. Thinking, hey, John, come over here and kick this chair.
Oh, God. Wow. No, I take that back. My mom once gave me a talking to about jacking off with a bag over my head.
Oh, no.
Like, I think one time I left a Ziploc in my room. It was probably for weed or something. She's like, John, I know what boys do with these.
Tell her, hey, it wasn't weed. It's marigold seeds, and they're legal. Ever smoked a banana peel?
I gotta lay off the peyote.
I actually have.
Marigold seeds?
No, I've never done marigold seeds. I did banana peels once. You have to, like, I'm telling you.
No, it's true.
You scrape all the peels together, and you kind of, like, boil it into a gunk, and then you bake that gunk. And all that happened is I got the most raging headache.
That's what my dad
from
said.
Smoking this black, because it comes out black like a charcoal piece, like an NC-44. And I'm smoking that, and oh my, I had a headache that lasted for easily a day.
We had Thanksgiving.
Back when I'd get high on anything. Nutmeg will get you high.
They had we all lived all together, and we were doing Thanksgiving, and there was a bunch of us, and everybody brings something. Anyhow, the cookies, the turkey's been in the oven for, you know, several hours or whatever, and then they're going to add the stuffing inside. And just as they do it, there's this big black gelatinous blob inside the turkey, and they're like, oh, who prepped the turkey? Like, it was not a neck, it was not the gizzard, it was, you're like, what? I'm like, is it a turd? Like,
a little baby crawled inside.
You know what it was? Her father was Puerto Rican, and he stuck a banana in there for flavor, and it was this big, long, slushy banana turd. I mean, we ate the turkey. It was delicious.
Of course it did. With banana turd pudding on the side.
There's never any food at my house. And the one day I was there, I went to KFC the night before. And the next day I went to finish up the coleslaw. When I opened it up, it smelled like I just burped Bruce Blanche's butthole right in my face. It was so disgusting. I thought, oh my God, spoiled isn't even the word for it.
Oh my God.
But you know what I did?
I like a Bruce Blanche reference.
I got myself a shovel and ate
you it. Are gay.
That was for you, Brucey. You know, we're like the only two people that get that. Maybe my mom watched, you know.
He's a paddle rider, people. Very funny man. He's got to be the ugliest man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Bruce Valanche. And he's flamingly gay.
Oh, gosh. It's not even. Yeah,
and you and you know he's got to be a bottom.
Oh. So like how could he be a
top? No, I mean,
what do you yell, timber?
I mean, like, what gay man hits a low point in his life where he's like, mount me, Bruce Valanche? Like, you look back and you just see that curly hair wailing away at your backside. Hell no.
Why do you do a perm on a Dutch boy haircut?
Hello, 1976. You are being skewered.
You know, hey, I want to have plastic surgery. Take off my neck and give me the Dutch boy. It is roulette.
Oh, God. People need to Google Bruce Valanche right now.
Oh, you'll be frightened. Take yourself a multivitamin and have a piece of bread.
Oh, kind of.
I wouldn't do it on an empty stomach. I wouldn't do it on a full stomach. So you got to find a happy medium.
Gum yourself up before.
So
so nothing can come up.
Oh, it's not. He's not attractive. I think he's by far one of the ugliest people on the planet. I'd vote that way. I don't know. They do best dress, worst dress.
God, Bruce, is there anyone worse than Bruce Vilanch?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, because Orson Welles in his worst days still had that voice.
But, I mean, we all have our things. And we were talking about this the other day about how people could...
That was
could...
the gayest thing I've ever seen. That voice.
But they were saying about how people can fall for people who are incredibly, like, not attractive, but beyond unattractive with some kind of deformity or
something.
Are you, like
why
that.
Are you pussyfooting around my brother?
Does your brother have a deformity?
No, I mean, he's fallen for unattractive people.
Oh, I don't know what I said about that.
Subtle jokes.
No, but this is, but my mom was saying something about people and how I shouldn't be shallow. And, you know, she's always trying to
yes,
set me
should.
Up with.
Yes, you should. It's human. Go on.
she always wants to set me up with all these people, but it's for me to help them or fix them mm-hmm. because she'll prep it with things like, now he's not retarded. And I'm thinking, if you have to start it that way, that's the sell. I'm definitely God. Not buying. But
he just loves the way the class tests.
But I had this thing when I was with my dad and we just watched V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen it at the theater, and I really didn't, the movie itself didn't set me on fire, but I really
okay.
was attracted to that character. Now,
oh,
he's
God.
A little theatrical, I understand, but he's got that voice, you see? So it gives me, he can be a little flamboyant with the swords and the cape and the ta-da. And
you're
the
into some weird stuff, though.
But listen, I was sitting there watching it with my dad, mm-hmm. and... You know, he's in there and he's cooking, and then he's got the jukebox and he's got the old movies.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what?
And you're brewing a fondue.
I think that I could really bang that human potato chip because he is delicious.
God.
Even though he's brutally disfigured with burns all over his body, he is good.
Let me scrub your junk so it doesn't look like a coral reef, and then we'll do it.
Hey, I can pretend I'm scuba diving.
Oh,
there's
my
nothing
God.
Wrong with that. But the thing is that my dad was like, what?
And he put his mouth on your manta ray.
And my hair is stingrays.
Oh, God. And all would be happy.
Yeah, it's not attractive. But I said.
Just a little.
But I said, you know, and then someone said to me, well, that's because you're a nurse. You know, you have that bleeding heart, and you're attractive. I'm not attracted to people with colostomies or the diabetic biscuits on the bottom of their feet with the Frito corn chip toenails.
Oh, God. That just made me think of rough sex with some of the colostomy bags. Spank the bag. Squeeze it.
What's worse is the ileostomy because it's higher up.
What the hell is that?
It's in the ileum, so it's right below the stomach. So food is not digested because it's not into the large intestine.
How do they even live?
So they eat, and when they eat things like, I mean, it's just floating around in there. You see the beans, you see the corn. It's just sloshing around. But it's much easier to clean because you just pour the duty out.
Oh, my God. Do they even make duty?
That is the duty. That is
how do they get any nutrition?
They do, because it's all absorbed as it comes down and it is digested. But some things don't even, I mean, some things that go all the way, I've been on this flavonoid kick, these blueberries, and they're most people are calling them brain berries. But the thing is that when I crap now and I look in there,
oh, go on, Angel Cheeks.
It looks like someone emptied the lawn bag in there. I think there's twigs and blueberries, and I think I saw a bunny once. But listen, so things can go all the way through your colon and still be whole, like my
flavonoid. How many of these bags have you changed?
Loads and loads. Loads.
They smell like all hell, right?
What's bad is because the gas and things are, it's so high up on the ileum, it fills up. So a lot of times what they do is they prick a hole in the bag.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're like one big walking fart all day
long.
Oh,
God. Why would God let this happen?
Sometimes they don't poke a hole in it. And you can see when someone's eating something particularly gassy, like a cabbage or some Mexican, and the bag starts ballooning up beneath their house coat.
Oh, my God. Why would you not just want to die?
That's when you want to run up to him and say, hey, are you ticklish?
Oh, God. Come here, fat girl.
Doesn't matter what you say. They're still going to tickle you. So it's best to say, hey, I've got an ileostomy, and it could go at any time.
Oh, God.
Here come the blueberries.
Jesus Christ. Why would you not just die with dignity?
Well, I mean, I think we all have...
Well.
We all have our things, I suppose, but I don't know. That whole V thing,
My dad was surprised. He's like, you know.
Shocked and disgusted.
I mean, so what?
He's like, all right, Allison, as long as you wouldn't be with a Negro.
Yeah. The thing is that it doesn't really matter that he looks like a piece of pizza that was left on a piece of foil in the toaster oven too long. You could love that crust and just, you know, hug it and cradle it.
My ex whispered those same words in my ear.
Well, the thing is that, you know, love is blind, Joe.
Only if a crocheting needle enters the picture.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
All right, Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Penguin reference veiled. Very,
kind of hot in here, even though I took my top off.
Oh, God. Maybe that's why.
Most likely.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, my mommy. Oh, someone's calling in. I can't wait.
Me either. Yeah. I'm elated.
Palpable excitement.
It's like I'm frolicking out of the handicap restroom.
Oh, God. All right, talk.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Oh, we'll speak up, sir.
I can't hear nothing.
I'm sorry about that.
Who's the lady on the phone? What that be talking about her butt all the time?
She has a health issue.
I flip across this radio station on my way over to Galax.
Over to what?
Galax.
What's that?
That's down in South Virginia.
Okay.
I like me some South Virginia. I love it.
I can't hear you, lady with the gas.
I'm so sorry. It's them damn flavonoids. Maybe I should speak up.
What the Jesus are you people talking about?
Blueberries. They're delicious. They're called, most nutritional scientists are calling them brain berries.
I was driving by and I turned on the radio and I'm about upchucked.
You know what? That happens. It happens to me every day. And I think, you know what?
I don't know what got
John Tesh makes me sick.
People need to hear about all this stuff, but they don't.
But they do. They do. Blueberries are delicious, and they are full of antioxidants. They are good, good, good.
I'm going to need to be full of antidepressants to keep listening to this dang radio show.
Yeah,
because it's disgusting.
It's go darn insane. That's what the title of the show was. You should have held on from the beginning.
Well, what's it called?
Go darn insanity. We was hoping people from South Virginia would call. I hope West Virginia's next. Lord have mercy. I can't even control myself. Do you like blueberries? Or do you not like to go to the bathroom? That can make you sick. What goes in has to come out. I'm a nurse.
This is disgusting.
All y'all's plumb crazy. But that's what I love about you. That's what I love about you.
God love a man, some kind of something other than this.
No, God loves me. God is love. I know about Jesus.
Well, God doesn't love your colon, young lady.
Yes, he does. He made it. He made it. He made the gas I pass. He does. He wants me to eat, be healthy. He gave us the teeth of a carnivore. And let me tell you, you eat a good steak, you got to have a good duty.
Okay, that'll be about enough for me. You people are disgusted.
Thank you.
You should be taken off the radio.
We might.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I'm disgusted, but I'm healthy.
When did we get an air signal? That's what I'm...
It's probably your brother outside.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
I don't know anyone that talented. Believe me.
He can't hear a word I'm saying, but he knows I'm talking about gas and diarrhea.
When did we get an air? We don't have an air signal.
No, we don't.
That whole thing had to be BS. We do not have an air signal.
But I love it. I love your BS.
Oh, my God.
Especially the S part, because it comes out of our colon that Jesus loves.
Jesus does love it.
He does. He made it.
He made me make a brown snow angel one time.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, when you ate them
brown. I had to take a back seat on that one. You had that handled. Good Lord. Well, now I feel like we've been pigeonholed topic-wise, and I was going to call my mom because the dogs had diarrhea.
Well, poop is my favorite subject. Well, did he call me the poop lady or something? The gas lady?
You are
lady?
A nurse, by the way.
No, I am a nurse. You're right.
She is a nurse, sir.
Yes. If you're still listening, there in the south of Virginia.
Yeah.
By south of Virginia, do you mean outside in the parking lot?
I,
come on in.
Yeah.
Bring us snacks.
We don't have an air signal. That's what I don't get. We don't have an air signal.
It's just me and John at here. It is bomb. Hi, Maria. We love you. I hope you're eating blueberries.
Oh, we're getting another call.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello? Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Y'all tripping me out. You know that, don't you?
I do know that.
You gotta have to stop smoking that.
Banana peels. But they're so damn delicious.
You gotta lay off the peyote.
What's up, Cheech?
I agree.
How you doing?
Skunky red monkey.
What you on right now?
Huh?
What you on right now?
I hope it's marigold seeds. They make you crazy.
No, I like the skunky, funky red monkey.
That's delicious. That's a beverage. That's not something you smoke. Now, if you're smoking it, you're talented, fella.
If the skunky, bumpy, funky could wear a mask, Allison would jump its bones, apparently.
I think I'm going to change my vagina's name from Kevin Costner to
that.
Why
are we getting callers? I don't like this.
Yeah.
Hello.
John, I thought your show was supposed to have gotten good.
Oh, sorry.
No, definitely not. We're just goofing off.
All right.
This was a horrible winged episode.
Keep listening.
Why? Why are you doing that to yourself? You can put it on and just walk away.
I can't even hear you. What?
Why can't you hear us? Hold on. Oh, is that better?
I don't know.
Is this better?
Okay, bye.
Okay. God. Sounds like having Chuck E. Cheese radio.
We didn't even have our mics on for the past 30 minutes.
I feel like I have like a fish.
I can't hear you. All I hear is talk about farts.
Well, that one I can tell it's because the phone feed was messed up. Someone screwed the dial level. But
you mean out of the two of us in here, one of us did it?
Nah, someone before me. I just didn't check the level on that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on a goddamn Fisher Price, you know, those little magic wands that could broadcast over a weak radio station.
But we're reaching those of you in South Virginia, and that's
apparently
what I love.
Loud and strong. God. Here, do you want to really ask for some trouble?
I don't know.
The number 703-560-TALK. Please call in to Papa's Basement. Again, 703-560. God damn it. That was a joke.
Why
are people calling?
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello.
Oh, Allison? As in Allison who did it with Will?
Woo! I only wish I did.
Oh God, what were you thinking? I mean, I know he's good looking and stuff, but boy.
Well, the thing about it is
who
once
is this? There's too many callers. Identify yourself, caller.
Oh, this is Carmen.
Oh, Carmen via Helio.
Yeah.
Hi, darling. I think you got me confused with someone else.
What's up?
Oh, you weren't out. I don't know. John just uses first names for.
Oh, but I think he calls me something. I don't think he ever calls me by my first name.
Not a Christian name. What's up, Carmen? What are you getting into?
A whole bunch of nothing. That's what it's like, you know.
Repping Southern VA as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
She is.
Are you eating some blueberries? They're very good for you.
No, I'm
Are you screwing with Will?
God.
Because he is a rocker and delicious. I mean,
yeah,
you just...
That was Keith, by the way.
Yo, okay, what? The stoned guy or the hick?
The hick.
Okay, thank God.
That was Keith the super hottie.
Oh, my gosh. Keith, he sounds delicious.
So can I add anything to your show? Is there anything disgusting I can say? Can I help you at all?
Have you ever made BM during intercourse? I don't know.
Have you ever had sex with Will?
Yeah, okay, I don't, yeah.
God.
Okay, you win. I'm going to go now. I'm sorry. I'll try and prepare something.
Please, don't let it drag like this next time. You single-handedly ruined a once great show.
I know.
We were so on fire till now, Carmen.
Yeah, what?
So,
you really took the momentum.
The blood's on your hands here.
I'm such an AH.
Oh, God.
I don't know. But I'm a girl, and I don't do bowel movements. So
oh, I forgot.
I got nothing to say.
You just crap a melange of pixie dust and dream juice.
Well, it's butterflies.
She laughed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, dearest. Bye. Good day.
Miss you. Bye.
Miss you as well. Oh, God.
That's horrible.
How did we actually get through half a show already?
I don't know. I don't know, because we're fabulous.
Yeah.
And probably because we both had sex with Will.
Oh, God. I don't like to talk about that dark time of my life. He brought in a pizza, and it was delicious. And I needed to finish it. So I needed to finish Will.
Well, and you know what they say, don't leave that rope empty. And that's when I came in.
Why did they spoil? God damn it. Why did they say that was Keith? I wanted to think we are actually on the air somewhere.
I think Keith is delicious.
Nah.
Yeah.
Meh to you. Shall we call Mother Gorgeous?
Yes, let's talk about the dogs and their diarrhea. Poor Skipper.
I've gotten so good with the phone. Listen to me go.
It's like you used one before.
It's like an extension of my body. I feel like Yo-Yo Ma.
She is actually trying to get up for the first time right now.
This would be Maria Papageorgiou.
She didn't even...
Hold back. Let me turn up the feedback dial a little.
Do you have the Rocky theme?
Unbelievable. There dun, she is. Dun. There she goes.
Hold on.
We need the Rocky theme while Skipper gets up.
Gonna give me...
Come on, Skipper. You can do it.
She's standing.
There's a biscuit at the end of the rainbow.
She would not even lift her head to eat her yogurt. She was like a sibaritic Roman. I'm not kidding this time. Whoops, she just plopped down.
No.
Woo! Come on, Skipper!
Well, she just down.
Oh, yeah. Drago!
What's up, Mom?
Well, she just collapsed. Really, she's so weak on her feet, I guess, between the diarrhea. I told you, I gave her water. She lapped up an entire bowl. She looked at food. I took her a can of food out because I had her outside, from the morning.
Yes.
And she actually looked as though she was repulsed by the food, and she walked away from it. I mean, that was that bad. So I went out and got her some plain yogurt.
Yeah.
She lapped it up, but her head was lying. Flat the whole time.
Oh, this isn't. I don't want to go by the house now. I'm going to get depressed.
Well, she lifted her head though after the yogurt, and then she tried to walk when you were right before you were playing the Rocky theme.
We did it. We inspired Skipper. We're going to come out and serenade her through the window.
She lifted her wobbly
covered in dog
leg,
biscuits, but her yogurt.
Her right leg, left rear leg, is worse than ever. You know, she really. John, she may have to be put down in time.
You
she
think?
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's weakening. I don't know what happened.
It's Ostra conspiring against her, the one living cat.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is now we're back down to this kind of point, and it reminds me when we're talking about Heath Ledger.
Poor. Did you hear about Heath Ledger, Mom?
Well, I know about Heath Ledger.
He died.
What?
He died.
Of course I know that.
He's gone on.
It's so sad.
Why are you bringing that up now?
I just learned.
Oh, come off it.
I'm serious.
Oh, I know you did or not. So stop. Pulling my leg.
Yeah, stop pulling her leg.
Is there any food at the house you can lure me in with or no?
No.
Okay.
Actually.
But there's Skipper's yogurt.
I was going to cook, but I didn't, but I haven't even gotten to, do anything. I haven't even washed up yet. I went out without just brushing my teeth to get something for her and to make a deposit of your Hercules stuff.
I got money.
We're going to stand a deposit
of the
duty. You had two
different 200 some dollar checks.
Sweet.
Living large.
Those will pay bills.
Living large.
Now, Ostra flipped off the ledge there of the bay window and was sniffing at the bowl. I don't know if she smells death or what.
Oh. Why do you always think Ostra? Ostra is my cat. Well, our cat, I guess. You picked her
Sasha
out, first
was
of
your
all.
Cat.
Sasha was my cat.
And she was full of life.
Okay.
Love.
First, I'll explain. Ostra has what's called a van pattern, where she has little dark, coloration
like
around the ears. Kind of look like horns, if you will.
Her helmet.
Yeah. And then helmet. A dark tail. Otherwise, she's white.
Body.
Exactly.
Kind of makes me want to play with a ball.
And, Mom,
yarn.
You're convinced that Ostra's the devil, and you mean that seriously.
I do. I wonder.
Oh, God.
She was always a charming little thing.
Oh, just like me, right?
Why don't you tell people seriously on the air, why don't you tell our four listeners that you really believe a cat is Satan incarnate and lives in our house?
I think I made a big mistake, because death followed that cat in this house.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
We're actually getting callers. I don't like this. I'm not.
And with Sasha, we got life. With
that is so fun.
And I kind of reversed the letters. And
I
so
love
we
lice.
Got...
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
Well, no. Spell Sasha backwards on the air.
Well, John. I mean, it's not exactly, but I was playing with the same letters, and I didn't realize to go in the reverse of life was to get death, of course.
Oh.
Spell life backwards.
Get out of here.
Cook me food.
What do you want? Do you want me? I have some chicken breasts with ribs.
Cook me food by ordering a Papa John's pizza, having it sent to my address. My mom doesn't
Is
cook
that what
Greek
you
food.
Want?
Why?
But
come
how
on.
Can I pay for it?
I don't know. You'll find a way. No,
with your magic powers.
What do you want? Are you going to stop by or not?
No, the dog's crapping everywhere, and I'm going to get depressed seeing it die.
Yeah, that's
no.
Sad.
It hasn't. It stopped right now. Knock wood.
He's still breathing, John.
Ah, whatever.
He's chain stoking.
Technicalities.
She's weakening though. I mean, I'm hoping she will pep up now that she's getting water and nourishment.
We don't have the money to keep her alive. We never could get her the
real
good
pills. Maybe we put
her
outside. She gets struck by lightning and gets magical powers.
She's all arthritic. She craps everywhere, and she's gonna be bald and pale.
Knowing her, she'd get the
gift
of
Will's
flight.
That's Will's job. Wait.
And she'd fly around with her diarrhea.
What? I didn't say anything, Mommy.
John, really?
Yeah,
what?
Come on. Be nice, please.
I'm trying to keep my mouth shut that I've had a unwanted house guest for 7 days now.
Oh, gee whiz. Come on.
I'm not going to say anything.
Everybody's all-American.
About the dirty tramp
the more the merrier.
In my basement.
The more John. The merrier.
Everyone's all-American except the half-Mexican.
And apparently
in my
her
basement.
Name is Allison. I don't know.
What do you
get, that
John?
Was not nice.
What, Mommy?
You just can't harbor the resentments. As I always told you, you know, you're the vessel. And the poison is eating at you.
Yeah.
We never know. As I said, in the end, everything will change. But what should remain is that you two love each other.
I do, sexually.
John.
What?
Well, Carmen said it. He's got that rocker thing.
Yeah.
So, men and women alike.
I...
Irresistible. All
what?
90 pounds.
I'm going to have a powwow for those who were listening last week. My brother, let's just say... John was getting a rebound skank.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
put this in hypotheticals and metaphors.
Oh.
I might have been with a rebound skank, which he then came upon and decided to fall madly in love with and has now been living in the basement with her for 7 years or 7 days, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Well, sometimes 7 days can be a lifetime of bliss.
You know, the only thing you can hope to is that, you know, that she is.
She might be one of the most obnoxious people I've ever met, and she's in my house.
I understand that, but you have to ignore it. He's in your house living, and, you know.
Living? Kind of like Nike. He's still breathing, John.
He's still eating the yogurt.
We can't put him down.
You bring people into the house, and he doesn't say anything.
Hey, no one squats for 7 days.
Well, if you add them all up in and out, you know.
Wait, someone called me a hoe. Now your mom called you.
Yeah, thanks for making public my whoremongering.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, he doesn't have anybody in.
Everyone gets escorted
ever.
In and out.
So he just happens to
on the Jetsons conveyor belt.
Exactly.
And it's lasting a week or so. Yeah. I mean, it's a rare moment, but you have people in and out all the time.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But add it up.
You have a confetti of friends, Joe. I can't argue with that. It's like you're a friendship pinata.
God, since when's my mom going through my garbage can for all the rubbers? What the hell, man?
No, I'm not. But I mean, I was just thinking.
You didn't see me. You were asleep.
Yeah.
So you know, how often does he ask to have anybody there? He doesn't have to ask. But you know what I mean. And I understand your discomfort. And I just wish it all weren't happening.
Me too.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños. Just trying to
let's get off this topic.
Yeah, I did. This is him, and that was Carmen.
You're hurting my whore feelings.
Yeah, that was my last feeling.
Even dirty tramps have feelings, too.
Now I'm raining on the inside.
I meant me, but...
Anyway, you know, as I always tell you, John, have compassion.
Yeah. Reduce, reuse, recycle while
we're
at it.
And as my mom always says, don't have sex hanging from a rope.
Yeah. Remember that time you found that bag in my room and you thought I was putting it over my head to do things?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yes. I was so firmly convinced that's what was going on, and I was scared to death for you.
It was a bag for my drugs.
Oh, great.
By drugs, he means marigold seeds.
Yeah.
His dealer was a horticulturist.
God damn it.
Well, I think people are wanting to call you.
No, they aren't. That's a fake ring.
It's beautiful.
You need to stop calling this goddamn show.
I thought that guy was really from Southwest.
No, that was a good one. Keith did good work.
Who is Keith?
One of Carmen's friends.
Ah.
He's a musician.
Oh, is he?
All right, Mommy. Wait, no, I think they hung up. They got the point.
That was code name for Will.
Yeah.
Keith. She's making
a talent.
Yeah.
But
anyway, always love your brother. That's all. You know,
I do. I can be disappointed beyond belief.
We all love his brother.
Well, you know, maybe he's disappointed because you aren't open arms with this idea. So.
Really?
Yeah.
We all love him, but we're all not having sex with him.
How about he gets hardcore into heroin, and I support that as well.
I know. You've always drawn this parallel up.
I love me a good analogy.
Yeah. It's true. If it's dangerous, you know or you can see the end.
John,
it's difficult.
If availability is the problem, why doesn't he jump the fence and bring home a nice Asian boy? Make us some good money. They're
I think
good with
I
numbers.
Just went deaf. I can't hear the show now.
Yeah.
I can't.
a good UCLA grad.
You know, how do you know this isn't a stepping stone?
Because it's the same thing he was with 2 years ago. It's the same whorishness.
It's God's love. God loves everyone.
This isn't an upgrade.
I didn't understand. Remember, he's the one that finds Amy Winehouse attractive.
He really said that?
That's what he apparently he did to Leo. I heard Leo.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Wow.
And then he didn't apologize for it. He goes, yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't
you're
apologize
right.
Apologize for his attraction.
Oh, as well one should to Amy Winehouse. Come on.
Apparently he likes that look. I have no idea why.
Oh, my God.
John, there's stuff in genetics. What can we say?
I mean, if my grandmother had a black bouffant, she would look just like Amy Winehouse.
Looks like it smells like mothballs and chlamydia.
My grandma Roy used to have she was all of 90 pounds and had black flannel smoking them Benson Hedges out of her.
Oh, good old Benson.
Anyway.
And you didn't. She never had a lick of stamp. She would just wipe it across her chin.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't tell anybody whom to be attracted to. You just
That's right.
I wish I could.
Kind of like me with V. I mean,
oh, wait, I don't
delicious.
Have to because I have so many whores exiting my house all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, what's up with that, John?
I just, it's like when an airplane crashes and they have the slide coming out the side. That's set up in my bedroom window. I just go, there you go. There's the signed picture and the $10 gift card to Denny's.
It's kind of like when an airplane crash lands.
Yeah, be gone, m'lady.
But anyway, you know, so he is more infrequent, and he just kept the house.
Take that, you clap-having Jezebel!
That's said as well.
Okay, so you need to keep that in mind.
We
all
love
fairness.
Will. We do.
Great.
John loves Will,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Good.
We do. We're not being funny. We're not even doing my voice.
And to the seven women I'm trying to sleep with who are listening to the show now, she's lying about the whore part. Aren't you, Mom?
I didn't mean that. I didn't use that word either.
Thank you. Apologize to them.
John, I did not mean that. Okay? What I meant was I know you have different friends, and so that's not fair to, you know, put him on the pillory for having somebody there for a sustained visit.
Could you just apologize to the whores?
Oh.
Please.
I apologize.
Just say sorry, whore. Sorry.
I'm not saying that, John.
Okay. I was trying. I tried my best.
I'm sorry the whores gave Nikki
but
diarrhea.
Open up your heart a little.
I didn't even get to play the new bed I edited up for you.
The new what?
It's called a bed. That's radio talk. I'm a
wow.
real DJ now, mama.
Oh.
And
that's
by the
cool.
way, you're listening to In Papa's Basement. It's actually just Papa's Basement, but I had to call it InPapa'sBasement.com.
Some
bastard still has Papa's Basement.
Oh, really?
God,
doggone it.
Junk sucker. Here's your bed. Listen. Before you call in, you're going to get this.
You all appreciate it.
It's Dear Mama by Tupac.
Oh, my.
And then it fades down. See? Maybe a little too long.
Maybe. Just a little bit.
I don't know. I liked it. Anything to buy precious seconds to get me out of this hellhole.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, Mom.
Okay, love. So I'm not seeing you later today.
Not without food.
Well, what do you want me to order for you? Or should I put the chicken on? I'm asking you.
Oh, guess, don't put the chicken
nah,
on.
Nah, don't worry about it. I'll find my own food.
No.
No, yeah. I'll find my
There's
own food.
There's a 7-Eleven right
anyway.
Over there, and we'll just
We're
have
going,
a cheeseburger
yeah.
dog.
I had my mind, screw the cheeseburger dog, Jamaican beef patties. Made from
because they're Jamaica McCrazy.
Where are you going to eat? What are you going to do this evening?
Okay, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. Oh, wait.
No, wait a second.
Hold
easy.
On. I'm confused from all the marigold seeds and jack it off with
no,
a bag
John.
On my head.
Am I ever going to see you this weekend at all?
If we're not high on banana peels,
yeah.
yes.
And you know what tomorrow is.
What? Oh, crap.
Doo-doo.
What do we have to do?
Huh?
It's St. Daddy Day. It's Dad's birthday. What are we doing for it? Anything?
Well, I...
Oh, God, he's going to be with that on our father's birthday? Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Sacrilege, huh?
I know.
I was being facetious. I mean, he's going to work tomorrow. John.
God.
I know.
But listen, it can't be worse than
Dad that. Dad was a sailor for 20 years, and even he would be like, wow, now. Come on, partner.
Bring on Nike's diarrhea.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any activity. Of course, she's probably even too weak to stand up and let it come out, poor soul.
Well, you could just go over with a rolling pin.
No, it's they're like little, you know, whatever. They're loose.
She's actually considered it. Like, I thought about it.
I'd break her ribs, you fool.
I'm sitting on it right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, I'm just hoping that, because as I told you, I haven't showered and I have to go in and do all that. And so anyway, when will I see you? Tomorrow then?
Yeah,
we'll meet you in the shower.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
I didn't even say that. That was Allison.
No, it's just part of my nursing, I suppose.
Okay, Allison needs to quiet down there.
About the family shower?
Oh, God.
That's John. That's not me.
Okay. Anyway, it's been ever so nice.
Thank you.
Talking about Nike's diarrhea and your dad.
I was just trying to buy time talking about the family shower so I could do this.
Anyway, let's hope, John.
Yeah.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that she's a little better. I don't know, though. She does seem very weak looking, but she had really bad diarrhea, and she's getting older. And I did keep her out for part of the night last night till 9 o'clock. Then I felt sad, and as I told you, I put her in the kitchen. And she managed to break loose, and she was outside my door at 6:30 a.m., and there were no oopsies. So
you can put her in a hammock with a drip pan underneath.
I find it really hard to see her deteriorate.
I don't like to see animals suffer.
Yeah.
Me
no,
neither.
It is sad.
People, on the other hand.
Yeah, that's different. Cancer schmancer.
Yeah.
Is it payday?
Anyway.
I like cookies, too. Have at it. Why ain't you eating? You lost your appetite?
Okay, folks.
All right.
Cheer
up, bald kid.
So I won't see you today later, John?
No, I'm going to eat and then go to the gym.
Well,
and then...
I might go to see Sex and the City then with Kathleen later.
Oh, my grandma saw it. She loved it.
Yeah, okay.
Your grandma's a big fan of Samantha, right?
My grandma, I guess she was a big fan of them all. She really enjoyed it. Okay. She was roaring.
All righty.
All right, Mommy.
All right, I love you. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
I love you. I was trying to experiment with some fading and crap. It didn't work. Eat my junk.
You suck diddly yuck.
There, that's what I got. You suck diddly yuck. I forgot I even had that.
Oh, man.
Well, last week it was a big hit when I called the hooker as Harry Carey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The Arbitron ratings went through the roof.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Suddenly we got a signal. The sky opened up.
Yeah. Well, I figured I could call a character, and you could call his beloved wife, Dutchie.
I like it.
Do you want to call us Dutchie?
I'd like to be called your coveted maven. Give me a number and put me on that assembly line into your bedroom.
I'm good at God damn it.
Meet George Jetson.
Thanks, Mom, for a month of cold showers. There's the weather report.
Oh, you have so much traffic, John. I thought it was in JFK.
Astroglide and cold showers. Welcome to John. No crystal ball needed.
Now I just meet me on the toilet. I think, hey, I just don't... There's not enough hours in the day.
Make love on the toilet. Okay. Well, we're going to go through Craigslist and pick us out a live one.
Okay.
For those who want to play along at home, you go to washingtondc.craigslist.org or whatever the hell your local Craigslist is.
And if you're in Southern Virginia, you can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love that.
God bless that, Keith. That was good work. Okay, so we're going to go to services. We're going to go to erotic. Sounds very erotic, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
You click on women for men if you want the women.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, well, you never know. I had a friend who was puzzled by it. She thought it was women. What the hell is that?
I don't know. I think King Kong's here.
Oh, my God. Someone has the speakers cranked up outside. So loudly.
I thought it was the Mighty Kong.
Sexy Costa Rican girls, our first hit. A 20-year-old, women for men, 22, Rockville, in calls. Let's see if you are sexy and Costa Rican. Oh, your face is blurred out. I can't play with you, honey.
Oh, that's not good.
Cute Vanessa wishing to copulate. I like the use of the word copulate.
I don't. Sounds too technical.
Busty German. No phone number. God damn you, Vanessa. You don't like the word copulate? I think it...
No, it sounds too, I don't know, administrative. Think, like you're not going to really do something dirty. It's like you're going to copulate, you're going to send some faxes, you're going to file things.
My curve.
Unless you're going to do it and talk in a robot voice. I must copulate.
I am copybot. Okay. Oh, there's a fat Latin ass. Beautiful ebony. Oh,
I don't like it when you call me that.
You're NC-44. You're not Latin. We've been over this. Okay. There's a large... Oh. We have a winner.
We do?
Yeah. Her name's Sparkle.
Oh. Darn it, she took it.
I think we have to go with Sparkle.
She just took the wind beneath my wings.
It has to be Nova, because I'm not allowed to make long-distance calls.
Oh, great. Except to heaven.
Yeah. I called God down an angel, and I got angel. Me. I got me Allison. God, they've all been flagged. 5-star provider, Crystal City. Oh, Asian chick.
That's what the agency calls me.
Oh, you're long distance, though. Hey there, guys. Let's play all day and night. Just call. None of these... They're all flagged. What the hell? Allison, this is murdering the bit.
Sorry. I wasn't familiar with the bit. We didn't rehearse. We didn't have our prep.
Oh, and I deleted the number of the phone ho from last time. We could call exes. Oh, okay. Ooh, I like this. Playtime. Come on over and enjoy an unrushed service. I know how to treat a king in my kingdom. Just call and get your royal treat. I like that.
You do?
That's something a kid would write and you'd think it was really clever. Like, if your daughter wrote that, you'd be like, well, you're a whore, but that's crafty for a 6th grader.
Well.
Now yeah. I know why you got expelled, though.
Yeah. I'll treat you like the king in your head. So she'll be your human remote control, I guess.
And I want people to know I am not calling a prostitute on air.
Oh.
As she explains quite explicitly, money exchange is intended for time and companionship services only. Anything else that may occur is a matter of personal choice between two consenting adults, parentheses, of legal age. I'm glad that was established.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And is not contracted for, nor is it requested to be contracted for, any other matter. This is not an offer of prostitution. Calling me constitutes acceptance of these terms. I am glad we are not calling a prostitute.
Yeah. But will she meet us at 7-Eleven?
You know what? I think she's a cool chick and she'd be down for a date there.
Absolutely.
Now, Dutchie.
Yes, darling.
Are you ready to get your seduction out?
I think so. What do I have to do?
What's your name again?
I don't know.
Get it right. You're Dutchie Carey, my beloved wife of 71 years.
Oh, my Lord. That's too long.
We're looking to spice... Hold on. 75 years. 75th... No. Well, realistically, 50th anniversary present. Hold on. I'm going to write this down. 50th anniversary present, and she's going to have to work extra hard because you have Alzheimer's.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So you're going to just zone in and out during the call. We should have started this earlier. Let's go for it.
I love it when I have.
All right. I don't know, magic.
I hope so.
Me too. You unreliable whore.
And she says, thank you.
Yeah. You
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Ah. Oh.
It's messed up.
God, you think you can count on a prostitute in this life?
I'm afraid of prostitutes.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Oh, God. Some of these pictures, they put the fear of Jesus in you.
And to think that they've selected, they've gone through and filtered the millions, and that is the cream of the crop. That is their best feature right there. Can you imagine what's in their trash can?
You gotta be. There is a posting for a relieving prostate massage session.
Wow.
No phone number. Yeah. I was going to call to schedule one for you.
Oh, well, you know what? My she nuts can always use some. Maybe we can borrow the Nike's rolling pin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And there's another post from Prostate. Okay, sexy white hottie. Come on. 202. Oh, that's... Oh, I've seen this one post a lot. Yeah, I didn't tell you. I've been looking through the whore pictures lately for free porn. Because they all post themselves naked. Some of them are attractive.
That's disgusting.
Don't judge me.
Pornography. Now that's wrong. People aren't calling to complain about pornography. They're calling to complain about blueberries. That's your fan base right there. Stop talking about blueberries. Give us the whores.
We got 2 minutes, and then we can do the intro, and then we got our outro. I hope someone didn't sound the whore alarm. Warn them all in advance. Hi, you're all there. I'd like to ask if you schedule any time with couples.
No, I don't.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
My wife and I were looking for a 50th anniversary present. Can you recommend anyone?
No, sweetie, I'm not sure.
Oh, that is most unfortunate. Thank you. You have been incredibly courteous. Dutchie, say hi. That's my wife. Okay, thank you.
All right.
You sound like she's 12.
I know.
And you're all like, hey, I'm covered in Crisco. Want to come over? She's like, my mom's here and the Pop-Tarts are done.
Mom, someone's on the phone for ya. Oh, Jesus. Well,
that's gross.
I guess we go out with a whimper, not a roar.
Sorry.
Story of my life.
Well, it happens.
I want to thank you so much for being on the air, Allison, NC44.
I appreciate it.
And everyone can listen live next week at www.fcac.org/WEBR and archives of this dreamy episode included at inpapasbasement.com. And we are free until then. Take care.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
All you bitches, put your mouths together.
This is for my dog, by the way, who's going out to you, Nike. Little dog ass from ODB.
She blowing like calm breeze, tall brown skin, her weave like palm trees. I went coconuts, dip my duck in between your donut. Don't want it if it ain't no slut, bitch. Father ship touch ground like lion soup. Don't invite me, I'll tear the f*** down. White boys cut my toupee. Seventh day rester on speedway. I slope MC Slay. It ain't nothing to bust ass. Bullet him, get him fast. Bitch, I don't break out. Blast to the next rash. The dog piss on MCs like trees. Got meals, but still grill that old good welfare cheese. Ho! Your bra too tight. It's alright. You still gon' get f***ed tonight. Ho!
Stankin' assholes.
You're the type of bitch don't appreciate shit. Never had shit, so you won't be shit. That pussy there couldn't satisfy a hair on my body. Keep me like a lottie and slide me down. Doodoo Brown! Toss salad. Oh, you in some shit now. Calling me your dog, well leave a dog alone. Cause nothing can stop me from burying my bones in the backyard of someone else's house. Old dirt dog, but I'm not dogged out. Here comes Rover, slipping at your ass. But pardon me, bitch, as I shit on your grass. That means, ho, you've been shitting on. I'm not the